My magical friends with allergies, this is for you. Or if your child happens to have allergies or someone you're close to deals with it. Listen. Imagine a life without sneezing, itchy eyes, or avoiding your friend's house because they happen to have a cat, which I've been there, done that. Thanks to Curex, allergies are no longer something you have to just deal with. They're optional. And who is Curex for? It's for patients with allergies, asthma, sinusitis, and eczema. And Curex is America's largest online allergy clinic and has changed the lives of thousands of people. Everything is 100% online, and you'll connect with a licensed doctor via Zoom or text, and Curex will ship custom medication right to your door to get you going on your journey to becoming allergy-free, which I love that for you. And myself, I mean, I've dealt with allergies my entire life since I was a child, and it has only been amplified with the change of season when I'm in Utah, especially during a pollen-infested summer. And so I definitely need allergy medication to just breathe and chill. And sometimes when I'm around a cat who's an outdoor cat as well, it flares up, which is a bummer because I love cats and I want to be a cat lady, but this hasn't changed since I was a child. Over 100 million Americans suffer from allergies, and they're not just an inconvenience. Allergies are the number one reason people miss work. They can really mess with your life, like wanting to move in with your partner, but being allergic to their dog or cat. Not fun, right? And so here's the good news. Allergies can be treated effectively, and you can make allergic reactions a thing of the past. All it takes is a couple of allergy drops every day, and in just 3 to 6 months, you could start feeling real relief. And it's easier than brushing your teeth. And these allergy drops are trusted by doctors and backed by science with hundreds of studies from top institutions like Harvard Medical School and the Mayo Clinic. In fact, in Europe, allergy drops are the go-to treatment for allergies. You can treat allergies to pollen, dust mites, mold, and even cats and dogs. Amazing. No one should be allergic to cats and dogs. Curex is America's largest online allergy clinic, and the New York Times says they are changing the landscape of allergies. I've seen the reviews and they're incredible. Like this one from Lisa Cox. Curex has been a godsend to me. Has been easy, painless, and effective. The staff and doctors there have been wonderful, kind, and understanding, as well as being accommodating and fantastic to work with. I'm never going back to any other allergy docs. So, if you're serious about kicking those allergies to the curb, check out Curex. Treatment starts as low as $59 a month, and if you sign up now, you can save 80% off the $49 sign-up fee. Go to getcurex.com today for this limited time offer. Don't let allergies control your life. Take control with Curex. Go to getcurex.com. That's GETCUREX.com. Of the seasons, it's not just happening around us, it really is happening within us too. So if you've been feeling a pull towards a new creative project, or you're ready to reignite your creative spark, then stay with me. This is a powerful time to tap into the wellspring of creative energy that's already inside of you. The transition from fall to winter is like nature's way of inviting us to slow down, as I said, and reflect and reimagine. Because as the leaves fall and the world becomes quieter, it really creates this spaciousness where we can hear our own inner voice more clearly, and the distractions of the outside of the world start to soften, and we're just left with this stillness, this fertile ground where creativity can bloom. Hello, magical friends. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And I feel like diving into something of spiritual significance. I think about the mysteries of the transition from fall to winter, which I definitely feel here in Park City as the fall leaves are falling and it's starting to go from a very colorful mountain to, I don't want to use the word dreary, but it does feel, it feels a bit witchy in a good way. You can sense that there's going to be a cold front coming in soon, that the snow's about to fall. And it's just a time for us to listen deeply to the earth and to ourselves as the season shifts around us. And so feel free to cozy up, grab your tea or coffee or elixir of your choice and light a candle and let's get a little witchy. I love getting a little witchy all seasons, but especially this season. It makes my inner witch very happy. The air turns crisp, the days grow shorter, and we find ourselves in this liminal space between autumn and winter. And I feel that this is such a sacred threshold where we stand between the light and the dark. And this will sound dark, but life and death. Fall is the great initiator, guiding us through change and shedding and release. And when I say life and death, I mean death to an old self, death to something that we're ready to let go and bringing life to something new. This transition from fall to winter, autumn to winter, it mirrors the way the leaves fall from the trees. That's one thing I love about living in the Rocky Mountains, is the drastic change of seasons. You can really see it. Being able to see this reminds me of my connection with the change of seasons of life and how autumn allows us to let go of what no longer serves us. So it's a gentle death, but one that's necessary for our rebirth. So spiritually, this transition is deeply significant in many ancient traditions. Autumn is seen as a time of reflection and harvest, not just of crops, but of our inner growth. And so it's also a time to truly honor the abundance that we've received this year and express gratitude for what has nourished us this year and in life in general, and to start preparing for the stillness of winter. So in witchy practices, it's common to turn inward during this time, connecting with our ancestors and guides, our spirits, and the veil between worlds is thinner as we approach Samhain, making it easier to commune with our guides and those who have passed. I have a special ancestral, a few actually, coming up the next few weeks, which I think that you will really like, with several ladies on the podcast who create oracle decks or children's books. It's very, very profound, very beautiful, and they help us connect with our ancestral guides or guides in general, whatever resonates with you, whatever you feel like connecting with, whoever you feel like connecting with. It could even just be you, your higher power, your higher self, but this is such a powerful time to connect. And then comes winter, the time of great stillness and introspection. For many, winter may feel cold or barren, but beneath the surface, it's a time of deep rest and rejuvenation, to slow down, to sit with our shadows, to nurture our inner fire while everything around us sleeps. And there's magic in that stillness and in that quiet. And the darkness is not something to fear. No, it's definitely not, but something to simply embrace as part of our cyclical nature, because we're all going to have those times, as you know, and many of you might be sitting in a dark night of the soul moment. So see this as your season to continue introspection and perhaps practice more great stillness, turn off the phone more, turn off the distractions more, and tune within and listen within. I mean, spiritually, winter invites us to go within and trust in the unseen as well. Even though we might feel like we're in a season of pause or even decay and just dread, you know, there's growth happening. There's a lot of growth happening beneath the surface, just like the seeds lying dormant in the frozen ground. We are gathering the wisdom and strength we need for our eventual bloom. And so this is a powerful time for divination, for connecting to our inner guidance. And you may find that tarot or scrying even, or simply journaling. Journaling beneath the moonlight becomes more potent in these months, and the quiet invites us into deeper communion with ourselves and our spirit. Winter solstice or Yule marks the return of the light, and it's the promise that the sun will rise again and that the darkest days are behind us. It's a reminder that even in the coldest, darkest season, there is hope and there is renewal. And so this season is sacred. It's when the earth rests, and we too must honor that rest. So as we move into winter, let's not resist the quiet or the dark or the slow. Let's embrace it as a part of the cycle, knowing that spring will come in its own time. So what are you letting go of this fall? What seeds are you quietly nourishing beneath the surface? Trusting will bloom when the time is right. And of course, for our busy lives, for our work lives, that might be hectic. But for our own time, our sacred time alone, let's slow down. Let's allow ourselves to get a little quiet, to dim the lights, light the candle lights, and be. And I'll get into also during this time, creating, using this time to really harness your creative juices, your creative tea at this time. But for now, I'm going to ask, what are you letting go of this fall, as we're still in fall? What seeds are you quietly nourishing beneath the surface, trusting they will bloom when the time is right? I encourage you to take these next weeks to reflect and to honor the journey you've been on and to find comfort in the slower, darker days ahead. Winter is an invitation to rest, to renew, and to trust in the magic of the unknown. Trust in your magic. Embrace the cycles and simply let the season guide you to deeper wisdom. The change of the seasons, it's not just happening around us, it really is happening within us too. So if you've been feeling a pull towards a new creative project or you're ready to reignite your creative spark, then stay with me. This is a powerful time to tap into the wellspring of creative energy that's already inside of you. And the transition from fall to winter is like nature's way of inviting us to slow down, as I said, and reflect and reimagine. Because as the leaves fall and the world becomes quieter, it really creates this spaciousness where we can hear our own inner voice more clearly, and the distractions of the outside of the world start to soften, and we're just left with this stillness, this fertile ground where creativity can bloom. And so the time of year is perfect for getting our creative teas flowing, creative juices flowing, because we're not trying to rush. We're not trying to force anything. Nature isn't rushing us either. It's embracing the release and the rest and the regeneration. And so we too are invited to do the same. To harness this energy, we start by tuning into our own inner rhythm. This is your season to let go of the old, stale, creative patterns and open yourself to something fresh, something new. So let's embrace this energy by starting with a simple ritual. One of my favorite witchy practices for sparking creativity is the art of intuitive journaling or stream of consciousness writing. It's so simple, but so powerful. You're going to grab your favorite journal, light a candle, set the mood with some cozy lighting or music. My personal favorite is Taylor Swift Folklore. But I usually like to listen to the instrumental because if she's singing, I'm not really thinking as much about what I'm feeling. I'm thinking of the lyric. But the instrumental versions really get me in the mood. And then, so you have the mood set. You have your choice of music. Your candle is lit. You have your journal and perhaps some cozy lighting. You're dimming the lights or you're writing during dusk or dawn where you're at and you're allowing the natural light to flow in. Whatever feels right for you, set the mood during the right time of day for you and just write. But instead of thinking, instead of planning, you just simply let the words flow. You don't judge them. You don't try to make them perfect. You just allow your thoughts to spill onto the page like a river. And I begin with silly things like, I really enjoyed my cup of coffee this morning. I used my vanilla creamer, blah, blah, blah. And then I kind of go from there, talk about my day and talk about what's really going on within or what I want to create. Or perhaps even I just step to the page knowing what I want to create and just begin writing that. And this act mirrors the natural shedding of the fall leaves, and it allows you to release any creative blocks, doubts, or resistance, and you're creating space for new ideas and new inspiration. And the magic does not stop there. Fall into winter is also a time to embrace the dark, both literally and metaphorically. And so the early evenings, the long nights, they offer us a chance to dream. And the darkness is where some of the most profound creativity can be birthed. So if you're feeling the urge to create but don't know where to start, try working with the darkness. Perhaps light a candle and sit with yourself in a dimly lit room, maybe with your favorite crystals nearby. I know that does something for me. And meditate on a project that you've been wanting to start. Ask the darkness for guidance. What is it calling you to create? What hidden inspiration have you been overlooking? Often our most powerful ideas are the ones lying just beneath the surface, waiting for a moment of quiet to emerge. And then another way to harness this seasonal energy for your creativity is to follow nature's lead and rest. Yes, rest. Rest is a key ingredient for creativity. And you might think that sounds counterintuitive, but when you think about it, nature knows that rest is essential for growth, of course. So the trees shed their leaves, animals prepare to hibernate. This season is giving you permission to slow down and trust that by resting and by giving your mind and body space to breathe, you'll be making room for that aha moment. You are finally allowing those creative blocks to crumble down, and you'll have perhaps the most profound flashes of insight that you've been seeking. So if you're feeling stuck creatively, take a step back, give yourself permission to do nothing, absolutely nothing for a while. Take a long walk in nature, take a nap, meditate, or even just sip some tea or coffee or whatever your favorite elixir is, and stare out the window. Often the most potent ideas arrive when you're not actively searching for them. And so let's talk about sacred play. Winter might seem like a serious introspective time, but it also has this whimsical, childlike energy. Think about the magic of the first snowfall. I love it. Or the cozy gatherings around the fire. I mean, creativity flourishes in play. And so give yourself the freedom to try something new and silly with no expectations. Maybe you want to doodle or paint with your non-dominant hand. Make some kitchen magic by baking something without a recipe. You have to listen to next week's episode if you're into intuitive cooking. Also, the point is to be playful and to let go of the outcome and just create for the joy of it. This is where the magic happens. Fall into winter is an invitation to return to that pure, innocent wonder of creating. Not to be perfect, not to produce something polished, just to explore. That's it, just to explore. Explore. Okay, I find this fascinating. So learning a new language, you likely know, can sharpen your memory and boost your problem-solving skills, but also it can even delay the onset of dementia. So after hearing that, sign me up. And I believe the perfect way to do it is through Rosetta Stone. Yep, the OG of language learning. It's trusted by millions and has been around for 30 years. So, you know, they definitely have got it down. And what's cool is that it's available on both desktop and an app, so I can literally take it anywhere. And as someone who's lived abroad in different places, I gotta say that having a tool like Rosetta Stone is a must. Plus, it's always fun brushing up on my Japanese before I visit my niece and nephew. Here's the thing, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages. So yes, they've got Japanese for me, but also Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, you name it. And they're known for their fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone immerses you completely, no English translations, so you can actually learn to think in that language. First, you start with the words, then phrases, and before you know it, you're having full-on conversations, all designed for long-term retention too. Oh, and the best part, I must say, is the speech recognition feature, True Accent. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. So if you're like me and need to make sure that you're not butchering your words, True Accent's got your back. And what's even better is you can learn anytime, anywhere, on the go with the app, or if you're chilling at your desk, it's your schedule. And here's the real kicker. Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership with access to all 25 languages at 50% off. If that is not a steal, I don't know what it is. I mean, a lifetime membership. You're covered for every future trip or language need in your life, for life. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Your Own Magic listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Today. really think you're going to love and, of course, benefit from hormone harmony, especially the girlies listening right now who feel the need to find something science-backed yet nature-inspired, because hormone harmony uses adaptogens to support our vessels for that time of the month, which is why I appreciate Hormone Harmony, a phenomenon, a feminine phenomenon. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And here's the beauty about adaptogens. They happen to help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. And like I said, it's not just for menopause. It's truly for any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances. And it's perfect for symptoms like racing thoughts and low moods, hot flashes and night sweats, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, or even no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. So yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all these things. And Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC for 15% off today. This is also in the show notes. And so, as we move deeper into the season, remember that creativity is cyclical, just like nature. And there's a time for planting seeds, a time for growth, a time for rest, and you don't need to force anything. You don't. Let this transition from fall to winter be a time of nurturing your creativity gently and patiently, and trusting that the ideas will come when the time is right. And so, light your candle, grab your journal, embrace the darkness and play. Your creativity is waiting for you to welcome it home. Also, I'd say that this is a powerful time, this transition from fall to winter, for starting something new, because fall is a season of release, and as the trees shed their leaves, we often find ourselves during this time sometimes wanting change. You know, we're at the edge of change, feeling both a deep yearning and an equally deep fear, whether it's to tackle a new job or a creative project or a completely different direction for your life. Some of us are just yearning. We really want something new, some novelty. Let's freshen things up. There's always that moment where it feels like standing on the edge of a cliff and you're like, why? I need something new. I've been there. I am there. And here's the thing about this time of year. It's not about leaping into the unknown without preparation. It's about allowing yourself to embrace the quiet energy of winter as you step into new beginnings. So this is a powerful time for starting something new, because the fall into winter brings a kind of quiet clarity. And in this stillness, we can tune in more deeply to our inner knowing. It's a time to reflect on what has been and release those old stories, and to call in fresh energy for what is next. So if you've been feeling called to start a new project or embark on a different career path or even walk a new timeline, this is the perfect time to lean into that call. This is when I'm leaning in, because I know I have. And so first, let's acknowledge the fear though. Change is always uncomfortable. There's that voice that says, what if I fail? Or what if I'm not ready? What if I'm not good enough? What if it's the wrong move? What if people will judge it? I mean, oof, trust me, those thoughts come to me. They're natural, and I'm aware that they're natural, so that's what helps. I'm like, okay, this is just part of the human trying to stop me, trying to protect me. My ego's trying to prevent me from embarrassment and harm, and prevent what I've experienced in the past. But just as the earth prepares for winter, trusting that spring will come again, trusting that new life will emerge, we too must trust in our ability to grow through change and to lean into that change. And so that fear that we're feeling, it's part of the process. It's not a sign to just stop. It's a sign that you're, or we're, on the brink of something powerful. And it is time for a new chapter. It's time to start this new chapter. We first have to ground ourselves in intention. One of my favorite ways to do this is with a simple ritual, one that honors both the ending and the beginning. The letting go and the calling in is you can light a candle, surround yourself with symbols of autumn and winter, maybe some fallen leaves or pine cones, and simply speak your intentions out loud into the world, into the ethers. And what are you ready to let go love from your past? What new energy are you ready to invite into your life? Write it down and make it real. Let your soul hear it. Speak as if you are already walking that new timeline, as if the project has already begun and this new job is yours. It's already yours. Your new life is unfolding right before your eyes, because energetically it is. It is. By naming your desire and aligning with the energy of the season, you're setting the wheels in motion. And then next, we need to take inspired action. Just like the seeds in the earth, new beginnings don't sprout overnight, right? They do need to be planted. So now is the time to make the first move. If it's applying for a job that feels like it's calling your name, if it's finally putting pen to paper and starting that book, the blog, the business idea, what you've been thinking about, maybe it's just simply saying yes to the nudges that you've been feeling within and to opportunities that excite you yet also terrify you. Whatever it is, this is your invitation to trust the energy that's nudging you toward the new. And the beauty of this season is that you don't have to rush it. Winter teaches us that there's power in the pause and that it's okay to move slowly and to take small but intentional steps. And the key is to begin, to start walking the path, even if you can't see exactly where it will lead. Just like the sun begins its slow return after the winter solstice, your light will grow as you continue to nurture this new chapter. So remember that starting something new does not mean you have to have it all figured out. It's okay. It's okay to crave novelty and to want to shake things up and to feel like the old way of doing things just isn't working anymore. And if you've been hearing that call, simply honor it. This is your soul's way of telling you it's time to evolve and to try something different and to step onto a new timeline where you're feeling more aligned and more inspired and more alive. And also, maybe it's time to trust your wildest dream. Maybe it's time to follow a quiet whisper that's been guiding you towards something new for a while now. Either way, this is the season to plant the seeds of your future, and it's not about leaping into the unknown without a net. It's about walking into it with intention and trust and the knowing that you are exactly where you need to be. You are. So what new beginnings are you ready to embrace this season, this upcoming season, or this powerful in-between season? What new project, job, or life path are you stepping into? Take this time, this in-between season, to ground yourself in your desires and release the fear that's holding you back and take that first step. The energy of the earth is supporting you and the seasons are guiding you, and trust in the magic of beginnings. For myself, I've been feeling a shift. And if you've been feeling that shift in your own life, this last bit is for you, because if there's a shift that you want to lean into, I mean, you know. And when you feel that pull deep inside and that it's time to move into a new direction and try new things and explore new possibilities, that's where I am at right now. I've felt it coming for a while, and this desire for something different. It's not even that I was dissatisfied with where I've been, and also I will continue things that I love like this podcast, but more that there's been this growing sense of readiness. Like I've been preparing, whether I realize it or not, to step into this next version of myself. I'd say this one's for the listeners who happen to like beauty and makeup and also love to support companies that give back and happen to appreciate a pretty good deal. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while now, you probably know I've been a Thrive Cosmetics girlie since 2020 for many reasons. And of course, they are part of my fall glam this season. But since my routine, I'd say, is all over the place, I just have been keeping it simple, and all I feel like I need is a touch of their mascara, their liquid lash mascara, which gives me that pop, a fresh face natural look, but also sometimes lip tint. I like their lip filler, long wearing and plumping lip liner. But there's so many things I love about Thrive Cosmetics. Like the fact that they're 100% vegan and cruelty-free, made with skin-loving, clean ingredients. They have high-performance trademarked formulas, which of course means that they have uncompromising standards. And of course, Thrive Cosmetics, spelled C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics donates to 8 major causes, including those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, and veteran and education organizations. I so appreciate that, but But like I said, I love their Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. I mean, it lasts all day without any clumping, smudging, or flaking. It just makes my lashes pop, and it's easy to remove. Slides right off with warm water and a washcloth, no soap required. And of course, there's nourishing ingredients supporting longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And they have a flake-free tubing formula that is trademark, which dramatically lengthens and defines your lashes from root to tip. I've also fallen in love with their lip filler, long-wearing, and plumping lip liner. It's amazing. It has a semi-permanent micro-pigment technology, which delivers bold, full coverage, no bleed color that lasts all day. A revitalizing lip quench technology, also trademark, which acts as a built-in lip primer to treat and smooth and then also plump, so your lips look fuller. And then that includes a built-in sharpener, so you can create a precision tip for more detailed applications. And just outline the edge of your bare lips using the precision tip and then fill it in. So brighten up your fall look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/magic for 20% off your first order, which is also in the show notes. Enjoy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
And, you know, maybe you felt that too. That nudge, that quiet voice saying it's time. Maybe you're not exactly sure what it's time for, but you just know when you're ready for something new. And this season, the transition from fall to winter is truly the perfect time to embrace that feeling. And for me, I've decided to lean into this energy and to allow myself to explore paths that I hadn't considered before, that I didn't realize I would be here, putting myself out there, stepping into opportunities that feel both exciting and unknown. And while it's thrilling, it's a little scary, because with change, there's always the unknown. Right? So something deep inside me feels ready. It's like the soil that's been resting, waiting for just the right moment to let the seeds begin to grow. And there's magic in this season. The trees are letting go of their leaves. The air's cooling down. The nights grow longer. And we too are asked to release and to rest and to prepare for new beginnings. And so I've been tapping into that energy, feeling the shift within myself, feeling the call to explore new projects, new careers, new directions in my life. And I'm opening myself up to things that feel aligned with who I'm becoming. And so what I love about this time of year is that it doesn't rush you into change. It's like a gentle nudge from the universe. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to know exactly where you're going to go or how it's going to unfold. You just have to be willing to take the first step and to say, yes, I am ready. I am here. I am ready to move forward and allow things to fall into place. They will. They'll fall into place. I know this. I've been through this. I'm in a season of change. And so I've been saying yes to a lot lately. Yes to opportunities that feel different. Yes to exploring new paths that both excite and challenge me. And yes to the unknown. I mean, I'm trusting the process. I'm trusting that by putting myself out there and by taking risks and by trying things that are new and maybe even outside of my comfort zone, I'm aligning with the path that's meant for me. And honestly, that's the magic of the season, the magic of readiness. And it's not just about wanting change. It's about allowing yourself to step into it and to embrace the uncertainty and trust that whatever unfolds is part of your journey. And so maybe you're feeling the same way. Maybe you are. Maybe you've been craving change in your life, whether it's a new job, like I said, or create a project again, or you want to shake things up. I want to tell you that this is your season to start, and you don't have to know the entire plan. You don't have to have everything figured out. Just start. Take the first step. For me, starting has been a mix of excitement and fear, a lot of fear, but like I said, a lot of excitement. I know it feels right what I'm leaning into, because change is never easy, but it does challenge us and it stretches us. I'm feeling stretched. I'm feeling challenged, but it's also how we grow. and I'm feeling the growth. And I've realized that this fear I feel, it's not a reason to stop. It's not. It's a signal that I'm on the edge of something new, something that's going to help me evolve. And I'm choosing to lean into the discomfort. I'm choosing to embrace the unknown. I'm allowing myself to explore without needing to control the outcome. I've been asking myself, what if this is the moment that everything shifts? You know, what if the very thing that I've been waiting for is on the other side of that fear? And that's been enough to keep me moving forward. It has. And so this transition from fall to winter is an invitation for all of us to, of course, reflect and to create, and also to step into a new timeline if we choose to step into a new version of ourselves. Maybe you're feeling called to start something new but don't know where to begin. My advice is start where you are. Take the first step. Apply for that job. Post that blog. Reach out to that person, launch that project, whatever it is, trust that you are ready. The season is guiding us all to embrace the change, and the earth is slowing down, inviting us to do the same. And in that stillness, we find clarity. We find the space to dream and to imagine and to take that leap into the unknown. And it's been saying yes to new opportunities and new projects and new directions. And while I don't know exactly how it will all unfold, I do feel a deep sense of peace knowing that I'm ready and that I've been ready and that this is just the beginning. And so, yeah, magical friends, I ask you, what are you ready for? What new path are you being called to explore? And as the world quiets and the nights grow longer, let this be your season to say yes. To say yes to the opportunities that excite you and say yes to the unknown and say yes to yourself. Trust that you are ready. You are so ready for the change that's coming. You've been preparing for it, whether you realize it or not. And now is the time to embrace it. And so trust in your magic. Lean into the unknown. Let the season inspire your wild, wonderful creativity. Let the season of change lead you to the life you're craving. Let the energy of this season guide you into something new. With all that being said, I hope you have a magical rest of your day. I'm excited for you to listen to the upcoming episodes every Monday, and say hello to me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra, which is spelled R-A-Q-U-E-L-L-E, and then Mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. Yeah, I would love to connect. With all that being said, I hope you have a magical rest of your day. Trust in your magic. Cinema love. Yomies, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.